This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The numbers spell out an alarming story. The Chinese National Health Commission says the number of coronavirus cases has risen to 830, while at least 26 people have died. In an effort to contain the infection, Beijing has reportedly isolated nearly a dozen cities, with a total population of more than 36 million. The virus has spread to several countries. In Wuhan, thought to be the center of the crisis, authorities have banned planes and trains from leaving the city. Toll roads have been closed, and ferry, subway, and bus services have been shut down. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization has so far chosen not to declare the situation a global health emergency. More from Lisa Schlein for VOA in Geneva.
Most of the infections and all of the deaths have occurred in China. A small number of coronavirus cases have been reported in seven other countries, including the United States. All have been mild, and all of those patients have recovered. World Health Organization spokesman Tarek Jazarevich says it is too early to draw conclusions about the severity of the coronavirus from the number of cases and deaths being reported.
Because at the beginning of any outbreak, you would focus more on severe cases, and you will have more of those, and then maybe we are missing some mild cases because people will just be a little bit sick and will not be ever tested. And they will recover. So we may see more mild cases as surveillance intensifies. So the issue is not so much really on numbers that we know that will go up.
That report was filed by Lisa Schlein for VOA in Geneva. The Centers for Disease Control now says that a second case has been detected in Chicago. It involves a woman in her 60s who visited China, and the CDC says that 50 people are under investigation for the virus in nearly two dozen American states. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News.